This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a study in the journal Health Affairs a couple of years ago that put the annual costs of obesity in this country at $150 billion. Figure it's a bit more by now. Fully a third of Americans are obese, more than half are overweight, and the public health implications are enormous. With that perhaps in mind, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a new medical device that, in layman's terms, lets you turn hunger off. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
If turning off hunger sounds like a mind trick, that's because it kind of is. Mark Knudsen is founder and president of Enteromedics, which makes the so-called stomach pacemaker. Knudsen says it all began when he realized controlling hunger is about much more than just stopping your stomach from rumbling. Think of it this way.
Can I go into a store and just buy the 5 items I want, or am I going to end up filling up my grocery cart and taking it all home?
Knudsen says it was about more than physically shrinking your stomach. That's what happens with bariatric surgery. Knudsen wanted to get at the source of that inclination to overeat. The result of years of research and development is what's known as V-block therapy. It stands for vagus block. The vagus is a nerve. The treatment involves surgery to implant a device that looks like a pacemaker. It sends electrical signals that diminish hunger. At Enteromedics headquarters in St. Paul, Minnesota, is 48-year-old Erica Roy Nyleen. She struggled with obesity and related health issues for decades. Diets and medication didn't work. When she heard an ad for a clinical trial for V-block therapy, she signed up.
It was an unknown, and so the one thing I said to myself is, I will not go backwards. I will not gain weight on this thing. So that's sort of been, you know, my lowest goal this whole time.
In the first year, with the help of a diet coach, she lost 5 pounds. She was sure things were going right.
After a little bit over a year, they told me that it wasn't a real one.
Turns out she was in the placebo group. So they went back and turned it on.
It's just night and day. I couldn't believe that sense of fullness and sense of satisfaction that I was done eating. I really thought through, I don't think I've ever really had that feeling.
In the year since that happened, she's lost 30 pounds. That's half of her total goal. She's thinking about stopping her blood pressure medication. All from a little device that zaps the vagus nerve and that somehow tells your brain you're not hungry. Enteromedics says the device will cost between $10,000 and $15,000, and that doesn't include the costs of surgery or follow-up. So even if it does turn out to be a silver bullet, who's going to pay for it? Melissa Martinson is president of Technomics Research, a health economics consulting firm.
A lot of times insurance companies will claim that they don't consider cost when they make coverage decisions, but most health economists and most people who work in the field don't think that that's literally true.
She says insurers weigh efficacy against cost and safety before covering a new treatment, but that can encourage a conservative approach to approving new devices. Defibrillating pacemakers faced similar hurdles, but today they're common. Since many Americans are obese and also have a related health condition, the potential market is huge. So insurers then have to think about how sustainable a treatment is.
People are losing weight all the time. They just can't sustain that weight loss. And we know that the types of therapies that are available need to be long-term.
William Dietz is director of the Redstone Center at George Washington University's Milken Institute of Public Health. He says reductions in obesity and other health problems mean reductions in costs to insurers. Just losing 5 to 10% of weight helps to start to reverse high blood pressure, diabetes, and other complications.
The problem is that I don't think that that's compelling enough for insurance companies, particularly since they're facing long-term costs, and that they're worried about relapse.
A real game changer would be an obesity treatment that avoids the yo-yo effect of weight loss and weight gain. It's not known if V-block therapy will be durable or if its effects will fade over time. Nevertheless, the FDA approved the device because it brought on a sizable decrease in weight with few side effects. But just because the FDA approved it doesn't mean insurance companies will too. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.